I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Later in the program, she's one of the biggest names in show business and a trailblazer for other Latina actresses. A candid conversation with Rita Moreno. That's later. But first, the ongoing battle over illegal immigration. Earlier this year, officials in Prince William County, Virginia, received national attention for their plan to deny certain public services to illegal immigrants and to require police to step up checks of immigration status. Yesterday, officials approved those plans in theory but decided not to enforce them after learning of an unexpected roadblock. It's estimated $14.2 million cost just for the additional policing. Later, we'll hear from another county official who is critical of the plans. But now we turn to County Executive Craig Gearhart. He presented the plan at yesterday's board meeting, and he's with us on the phone from his office. Welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for the opportunity.
You were kind enough to join us in July when the county was first considering this plan. So if you would just bring people up to date who didn't hear that conversation, what made Prince William officials consider this to begin with?
There was quite a bit of public comment offered to the board at Citizens Time, which is a portion at the beginning of both the afternoon and evening sessions of our board meetings. Neighborhood overcrowding, housing, single-family homes appearing to be home to multiple groups of people, a lot of issues with respect to the impact on neighborhood as far as property code standards, parking, number of vehicles, location of vehicles, yards, that sort of thing.
So there's just a myriad of complaints.
And sort of some economic issues as some of the community's business folks, contractors, expressed their concern that they weren't able to compete as fully licensed businesses with businesses that were making use of labor that, frankly, was more inexpensive because it didn't have some of the things like taxes and health insurance, et cetera, attached to them.
So you then directed county employees to analyze which services can legally be denied illegal immigrants, because I think it's important to establish that some things cannot be. Emergency health services, for example.
Well, first of all, let me be clear here. The board directed me. In Virginia, the county executive is an appointed position that serves at the pleasure of the Board of Supervisors, and it was the board's resolution that directed that examination of county services.
And that report was presented to the county yesterday. And I think one of the more controversial aspects of the proposal was to require county police to check the immigration status of people who are in custody. Correct?
Correct. I do need to point out that we actually have two reports that are now out with the Board of Supervisors. The report that dealt with the issue of the police department entering into a relationship with the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, affectionately known as ICE, and the report that therefore has the $14 million over five-year price tag was a report that was presented to the board back in mid-September. And that is the report that outlined a proposed general order for the police department that would have officers, when confronted with probable cause of someone's illegal status, would cause that officer to investigate that and potentially take action because of the immigration status. The report we gave the board yesterday was the second part of the board's direction, and that was the analysis of county services, both in terms of those services that federal or state law says we have to restrict to legal residents or we may not restrict based on residency status, as well as a review of the entire gamut of county services that has local or for which the board would have local discretion to determine the service population.
I guess the bottom line is that the part of the motivation for this policy is to save money. It turns out that it costs money to implement these new policies. Was that a surprise?
I think we always believed at the staff level that if we were going to have more involvement through the police department with ICE and more involvement with enforcement of immigration laws, then that was going to require additional staff. And the reason for that really is pretty straightforward. Heretofore, our relationships as a community with ICE have been through our adult detention center. What that meant is folks who were in the adult detention center for having committed a crime then also got processed with respect to immigration. They were already in our system, and we had correctional officers, as many jurisdictions have, trained to work with ICE as agents of ICE to deal with folks who were already in our jail. When we expand that program into the street police patrol officers, then we are seeing, or we are potentially having, a traffic violation, which normally might take, say, 15 or 20 minutes to clear, now turn into, with probable cause and with immigration status issues, turn into a 2, 3, 4, or 5 hour process. And because of that, it was pretty clear to us that we would need additional police staff in order to take care of that responsibility.
Would you also need additional legal staff? Because one of the objections that's been raised to the policy is that many advocates believe this would open the door to racial profiling, because the argument about what is probable cause for an immigration check is something that a lot of people disagree about. So is part of it also legal staff to defend the county against lawsuits?
We've been pretty clear that we expect there will be some legal action that we'll have to deal with, lawsuits. As to the cost of those, we have not included any of those costs in the estimates we provided to the board in the $14 million, but we've not been at all reticent to point out that those costs are likely to occur.
If you're just joining us, I'm speaking with Craig Gerhart, County Executive for Prince William County, Virginia, which is considering steps to deny public services to illegal immigrants. What was the reaction of the public and of the supervisors when the realities of the cost of implementing this policy became clear? How are people responding to this information?
Those who are very supportive of the proposal are saying that they are willing to pay for this, that in their estimation, this is money that represents a sound investment in the community, and to the extent some of the longer-term impacts of illegal immigration, as they see them, are mitigated, then over the long term, it would save money. Those who are in opposition to the measures point pretty quickly to other uses that $14 million could be put to in the area of education and public safety, et cetera, et cetera. From the board's perspective, I think the decision that the board made yesterday is that before they allocate any funding for the implementation of the police portion of this effort, they want to sit down with staff and go through a fairly detailed discussion of what the county's fiscal situation is for the upcoming budget year. Not unlike many communities, we are experiencing a downturn in our real estate market. For a local government, which is still predominantly dependent on the real estate tax for revenue, that clearly is an issue that's going to require some attention. And I think what the board said yesterday was, let's have that discussion, at least in some depth, before we move forward to allocate any money for the immigration issue.
I should mention that the police issue isn't the only area of service where a change in policy was being discussed. The county's also identified some other services that they can deny illegal immigrants, including certain housing services. Are those equally controversial? I could argue, you can make an argument if you're talking about deteriorated quality of life, that having more people unable to stay in housing, you know, I could see where that could equally become a fodder for discussion.
We are, like all other localities in the country, restricting far more services than I think we at first blush realized. Many of the social services, temporary aid to needy families, food stamps, Medicaid, Medicare, are by federal law not available to folks who cannot demonstrate legal resident status. We are already.
Forgive me for. I just wanted to ask: was this a surprise to people
to
discover this?
You know, if you had asked us about any individual service, we would have said yes. That's one that's restricted. We screen for status, and eligibility rules say that if you're not here legally, you can't get that service. What we had never done was to step back and make an entire list of all of those services. When we did that, it became apparent that we and most other communities are already restricting a number of pretty high-profile services. And that was a little bit of an eye-opener.
What's next?
Next Thursday, the board will entertain a pretty much an all-day discussion on the fiscal 09 and budget year, as well as the 5 years that begin with fiscal 09. And that is the fiscal discussion that the board wanted to have before they took further action.
So it turns out that this new information hasn't really changed anybody's mind about the efficacy of implementing these matters. Is that what I'm hearing you say? It's just fodder for both sides. You know, the people who feel that.
Well, I think this is an issue for which at the local level we really have precious little hard data. We have anecdotal data. We know, for instance, the percentage of folks in our adult detention center who are illegal immigrants. The detention center is very crowded, and anybody who's in there that wouldn't need to be in there exacerbates the crowding situation. So we have that anecdotal evidence or data. But we don't have data of the numbers. We don't have data of the impacts. There are studies by other communities about how much local economies are benefited or harmed by illegal immigration. We don't have that at the Prince William level. So a lot of what people believe and feel about this is based on their personal observation, their personal experience, and how they filter all of that. I'm not sure any of the information that we provided will change community attitudes one way or the other from where they are.
That's very interesting. I hope you'll come back and keep us updated.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Craig Gerhart is county executive for Prince William County, Virginia. County officials there are considering plans to deny services to illegal immigrants. Thank you, Mr. Gerhart, for speaking with us.
Take care.